Woohoo! Indeed. Welcome, National Simulation Football League. My name is Duckburg, and this is episode one of the Quack Attack, name pending. We're going to use this first episode to kind of introduce you to who I am. Some of you guys know me from other leagues, but I am just dipping my feet into the NSFL. But we'll be introducing myself, my history a little bit. I ask you guys to give me a few questions. I'll be happy to answer for you. Just some random things that I'd like to talk about. I have a bit of ADD, so I like to talk about random things once in a while. They'll be sports related, sim league related, but just whatever's on my chest at the time that we get to that portion. I've probably have some few shout outs for guys who've reached out to me just to start this league, and then we'll let you guys go. So this being the first episode, probably won't be too long. Structure is a work in progress, but hopefully we will get there. So again, my name is Duckburg, also known as Nick Hughes, for those who know me well enough. Most people just call me Ducky. Why they call me Ducky? I don't know. I'm pretty sure Sim League or Advantage and Jericho gave that to me years ago. I disappeared for 3 years, I came back, and everyone still knows me as Ducky. Interesting. But I have been in Sim Leagues for over a decade. I was in leagues for about 7 years, took a 3 to 4 year break after I had my son, and just came back recently. I'm on about year two now, so give or take about a decade or so. Started off when we used to use a Madden 07 PC version, which was a hell of a day when we used to try to present, because you literally had to sim, find out what the play was, write it down, pause the game, type it in for a presentation, and send it in. If anybody wants some horror stories of presentation days, I have quite a few, and they're always fun to talk about now that we have this lovely, lovely simulation that I am getting used to still. So yes, like I said, I took a break after for a few years when I had my son. I don't want to say I regret it, because I would never give up anything, but I missed the people and came back a few years ago. And I'm glad to be jumping into this and running into some old faces and meeting some new ones. Everyone's been very, very nice so far getting me handled in the league, because this league is quite different from any other one that I've ever been to, with earning money through point tests, which is quite an interesting concept, and I'm really, really interested in getting a hold of and taking a look at. Obviously, from what you know of my name, I am a huge fan of DuckTales, and obviously the entire Duckburg universe. DuckTales, Darkwing Duck, all those things. Grew up in the 90s, so as any 90s kid would tell you, cartoons have never been the same since. But now I'm an adult, and one thing we are going to do on the show, and I'm hoping to get guests on in the future, and they will join me, is we will open up the show with a toast. It's an old Irish toast that I like to use anytime I do something important, and let's consider this important for the sake of entertainment. So, everybody, crack open. If you want to pause and crack open your drink, I'm going to crack mine open. Now then, may your troubles be less, may your blessings be more, and may nothing but happiness come through your door. Salute. So we're going to be drinking on this show a little bit. It being episode one, I'm going to start small. I guess I got Miller Lite with me, but I hope you guys drink with me, those who are 21 or older and do not have alcohol problems. But I hope you join me in this adventure. And maybe some days we'll have a rough day, we'll have a little something harder, and old Ducky will go on some drunken tirades, and that'll be interesting. Who knows? Like I said, this is going to be an adventure for me, an adventure for all of us, and I think that's an important part of podcasting, is just when you write things, you can stop yourself from doing something. When you write it to a podcast, you just say it. Yes, you can edit it out, yada yada, but it seems less sincere when you edit out voice versus editing out something you type. So I'm really looking forward to just getting my voice heard in the NSFL, and hopefully having everybody appreciate some of the things I say, calling me an idiot for other things I say, and ignoring me for everything else. So I did ask, going into the next, let's put it a little, we'll do it, I'll add a Batman little outro thing going on there. So I asked you guys to ask me some questions that I could answer and kind of get introduced to the league, get used to everything, things like that. I did get two people to ask me a couple. Nobody really knows me, so I'm not going to push it. And today, we have a user named Raven, who has a very good My Hero Academia profile picture. And we have PDX Baller, which I believe is my GM on the Pythons. I don't know exactly if I'm on the Pythons. I think it's just like a temporary team until I get drafted. Anyways, so those two have asked me some questions, and I will be happy to answer them to the best of my ability. Raven asks, how has your first few weeks on the site been? Anything that stands out? Thanks, Raven. It's been an interesting maneuver going from EFL, which, for those who don't know, I am a board of director member, to the NSFL. There's a lot of similarities. We use the same simming engine, a lot of the same member base, but the entire TPE structure is different. Not sure which I like more. I do really find the money theme intriguing, and I'm really excited to get my feet dipped in now that I'm finally doing point tasks to earn the points and the money. But it's really interesting. I admittedly, I came over here to do some quote-unquote PR work for EFL, but everybody was really, really nice. It convinced me to stick around. Everybody got really, like, people who I didn't even realize knew my name got really excited for me to show up, and I was just like, you know what? Let me give this a shot. And now here I am sitting with a defensive tackle, Piker Cox. And I just, what stood out to me so far was just how nice the people have been and how encouraging and how open arms they have been, despite some of the things people have heard from other leagues, like, oh, the other one's not as nice as this one. Everyone just is really nice, and I really appreciated that. Are you looking forward to the NSFL draft? Any preferences team-wise? I am looking forward to the draft. I have two opposing and equal opinions about where I want to go team-wise. One, I would love to go somewhere where I know a lot of the players, because I'll be familiar with the people, they'll be more willing probably to walk me through some of my screw-ups and work-throughs and all that stuff. But two, I want to go somewhere where I don't know anybody, because I want to meet all these people, because this entire community just seems really nice and cool and interesting, and I love meeting people in these leagues. That's my absolute favorite thing about Sim Leagues. That's the reason that brought me back, was just running into people, hanging out with people, chilling out, all that stuff. I've been on the Pythons, and they seem really good, so I'd always like to do that, and the Supreme Overlord Turner is on that team, so, and SLM, who I've gotten pretty cool with, I believe, in my short time here, he's on the team too, so I know a lot of the people, and I would love to get to know more of the people on that team better, so I think I'd like to go to the Pythons, but that's just because I've been there already, so it would just not confuse me as much, if that makes sense. Is a hot dog a sandwich or not? You know what? This is what we're gonna do. www.google.com. And we're going to Google definition of a sandwich. Okay. Noun. An item of food consisting of two pieces of bread with meat, cheese, or other filling between them, eaten as a light meal. Example, a ham sandwich. Okay, so a hot dog is a bun that is connected, so it is not two pieces of bread. And sometimes a hot dog doesn't have meat in it. So I would say your hot dog is not a sandwich until the bun breaks, when you take that one bite and the entire thing just falls apart and the bun splits in the bottom, then it is a sandwich. So there is your lack of answer, because I feel like that's a fight that I don't want to get into. It is a hot dog. A hot dog is not a sandwich until you rip the bun. Then it is a sandwich. Next question. Pineapple on pizza or not? Nah. Nah, 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 nah. Keep that fruit off my greasy, saucy, cheesy goodness. I will take pepperoni. I will take bacon. I will take mushrooms. I will take a white pizza. Do not put pineapple on my pizza. I don't even want ham on my pizza because of the bad rap the ham and pineapple get together. No. No pineapple. And are you going to create an update page? I did that today, Raven. I actually finally did that today. I was a little confused about where I was supposed to put it. I wasn't sure if it was supposed to be on the Python's page or on an unassigned one. I took a guess. I might be wrong. But there is an update page for Peckercox, and he has a whopping 6 TPE. Until this gets done, I guess. Then he has more. But yes, I did create an update page, and if I hadn't, thank you for the reminder. I maybe would have done it live? I don't know. So that's the questions from Raven. Next, we have the questions from PDX Baller. Playoff predictions. I have honestly no clue. Like I said, I know almost nothing about the teams. I'm going to say the Pythons are going to win their championship because we broke a record for how many wins we have. I don't feel comfortable saying we because I was there for like 6 of the games and have a total of like 14 tackles and no tackles for loss and 0 sacks. But I did things, which made me feel good because I had like no TPE. So that tells you how good I'm going to be when I start updating. But we're going to say the Pythons are going to win. Unfortunately, I don't know enough about the other teams to be able to make a call on that. Favorite thing about the league so far? My default answer is always, the people are cool, because they are. And that's my favorite thing about leagues. I will always go with that. But the thing that's different about this league that I really is my favorite so far is being able to play a defensive lineman. There's been a couple leagues in the past that was an option, and I always go for the defensive line. I wish it was available in more leagues, but to do that, most leagues say you got to make offensive linemen, and it makes balance issues, and I understand that. But I've always been a fan of playing a defensive lineman for two reasons. One, I am a skinny white dude from Philadelphia who will never have a football career and will never play anything close to a lineman. Two, when I was a kid and Madden was out, and the first year there was the make your player and run their career thing, I made a defensive lineman and accidentally forgot to turn off the offsides setting where you couldn't go offsides and broke records left and right. And I've always loved playing defensive lineman ever since because young Ducky made a glitch / loophole in the system. And I loved it. And what kind of player do you envision building? As per the namesake of Fletcher Cox, I do want Pecker Cox to be kind of a balanced yet pass rush focused kind of defensive lineman. I want to be able to move to the outside if necessary, but I want to be able to be a guy who can get after the quarterback from that inside line, with it being the shortest line to the quarterback. And I want to be able to, you know, maybe take 2 blockers on and be that guy and still make the play. I want to be a playmaking defensive lineman. It's just something I really enjoy from the defensive lineman standpoint. The, you know, Fletcher Cox, Aaron Donald, those kind of guys. I'm kind of basing it off of that. Will my build work out that way? God only knows. My history with this sim has been incredibly average. I have never been a bad player, and my players tend to do decent, but they're never the best. So I'm hoping I can maybe turn around in this league and be a TPE whore and hopefully catch up and kick people's butts. That is all the questions we have. So that is the question portion. So here's the part where I'm just going to talk about random stuff. The EFL today had their championship. This isn't going to be an EFL rant, don't worry. But we do something over there where we don't stream it over Discord, which you do. And I like that. It's really different, and I think that's a nice distinction between the two leagues, that both things are cool, and both things keep them each other from apart. So that it's not like, oh, this is just a copy from the other one. It's a different style. That's what it is. It's a style difference. But yeah, so I presented the EFL Championship game, and it was an amazing game. One of the greatest games I've ever had the pleasure and opportunity to present. And it went into overtime, and it was just bang, 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 back and forth, back and forth. But at the end of the day, one player did very well. And there were rumors, yada, yada, rigging, yada, yada. But the problem that comes around, and it this is what gets me upset, because I believe, at least for myself, and I hope everybody else here, we're here to have fun and just hang out and just have a good time. And I hope everybody here who's listening just remembers that as we're not professional athletes. We're spending our free time hanging out with a bunch of guys from across the country who share a passion of sports and football and simulations, but just of guys who just love sports and just hanging out and chilling out. And just some people just get really into the competitive part of these leagues, and that's fine. But when it starts to stomp on the other people's efforts of making things fun is when I have an issue. So just whenever you start taking the league too seriously, just take a step back and remember, Ducky said to have fun. Then send me a PM, say, fuck, you ruined my life, because now I don't take this competitively anymore, and I'll say you're welcome. But just remember to have fun with these leagues, whatever league you're in, whether it's a football league, whether it's a baseball league, a racing league, a baseball league, you know what? Do it with life. Just make sure you're having fun with life. Like, obviously be responsible, take care of things you have to do, but, like, don't take life too seriously. And just, it's important to do that. This is Life Lessons with Ducky. These are ADD Life Lessons with Ducky. I'd like to make a few shout-outs to a few guys who've been amazing so far. They've opened the doors of the NSFL with open arms. I limped my way in here to, as I said, do some mending of some wounds that were about a year old at this point. So I just really want to thank a bunch of people who helped me get integrated into the league, who reached out to me when they saw my name, or, you know, when I said something random, you know, responded to me when I was some new guy who they may or may not know. The first being Dwyer, A. Dwyer 83, I believe is his full name. He's one of the guys I reached out to kind of talk to, and I was concerned because I know he had a bad taste in his mouth with the EFL. But we got off to a really good conversation. He welcomed me to the league. And his response to some of the things that I, you know, talked to him with was a major reason of why I was like, you know what? I'm going to stick around here. So Dwyer, thank you so much for your very, very hospitable welcome. Along with SLM. He's another guy who I was here to reach out with. I know he's very close with Turner, who I am a plebeian to and work for, and he is my overlord. But he's a really nice guy. He was the first guy that I reached out to, and he was the first guy to just say, listen, you know, come in here, hang out. Like, we'd be happy to help you. We'd be happy to talk anything that you want. Dwyer's another guy you want to talk to, and just was really, really welcoming. Let's call him the welcoming committee. I was really, really happy with the way that I was entered into the league despite a taint that I thought I was going to have. 4D Chess. 4D Chess, who I've known for a long time. He used to go by Hobo Billy. He apparently now goes by 4D Chess. The second he saw my name in the NSFL Discord, freaked the hell out and sent me like 4 PMs on Discord, and just running into a guy like Hobo after all these years and knowing he's still up and running and still in these things just makes me really happy and just reminds me of why I came back. Just hearing a name, not even a real name, a person's screen name, and just having it put a smile on your face because of memories you have and laughs and things like that, I'm really glad he's still around, and I just want to give him a shout-out. I'd like to thank the Apple. I believe he is the Python's GM for picking me up off the streets when I had no idea what I was doing in this league. He's been a really cool dude. He's walked me through a couple things. He's tried to keep me up to date on what TPE was available and everything as I try to get my feet into this, because there's a lot more different TPE weekly opportunities than I'm used to. That's really interesting to me. I just want to say that, but it's just something to get used to, where I'm used to seeing a format and be like, okay, go here, go here, go here, I'm done for the week, I'm good. In this league, I gotta find out where those things are, and he's been really, really instrumental in helping me find those things. I am a systems guy, and I still need to get my system for the NSFL down. Hopefully this is the beginning of it, where on Friday nights I can record a podcast for you lovely folks. And, you know, going forward from there, if I get a system down and I become a good member of this league because of that system, I'm going to say the Apple is probably the biggest part of that. I would be remiss not to send a shout out to Turner, the Overlord. He's been a lot of help getting me integrated. Me knowing Turner has apparently helped a little bit. Everyone's like, oh yeah, you know Turner. Yeah, Turner's the man. I'm like, yeah, me and Turner are cool. Like me too. So that's helped a bit. Little does everybody know that I work for Turner. He signs my paychecks. So I have to pretend to like him or he shall smite me. So shout out to Turner, the greatest overlord of them all. And just shout out to everybody who's just said hi. You know, hey, yeah, shut up. You know, anything to me. It's been really cool to see everybody. There's a lot more people that I thought were gone from Sim Leagues that are in the NSFL. And it just makes me happy that I thought a lot of the guys that I had lost in the 3 years were just gone forever. And seeing that they are still around just in a league that I wasn't in yet makes me happy and makes me not feel as old as I am. But yeah, those are just some shout outs I wanted to give. Like I said, this is the format I'm still trying to get under wraps. But yeah, let's wrap this puppy up. So yeah, thanks. Thank you everybody for joining me on the Quack Attack in its first installment, name pending. Hoping to have a cooler graphic than just my profile picture for the next one. But I wanted to get this out to be able to just get this started, because if it's one of those, I want to do this beforehand, I want to do that beforehand, I will give myself 400 tasks and never get it done. So I want to get this out, get this started, and push myself to get this out on a weekly basis. I will try to post every week to get some questions. I hope everybody gets interested in this enough to ask me questions, and I'm going to be getting myself more integrated into the league so that you can ask me some more actual like stats and numbers and like playoff prediction questions without me saying the team I'm on, because that's the only team I know. So give me a couple weeks for that. I'll get to know whatever team I'm on pretty quickly, but to get my head around the rest of the league and the history on the teams, it just might take me a little time. And having two football leagues, I can get numbers confused. So, but just I'm really looking forward to everybody getting to know everybody. I hope everybody's looking forward to getting to know me. On that note, this is DJ Ducky, aka Duckburg, aka the Duke of Ducks, signing out. See you next week, guys. Quack, quack.